I told you that I would take a moment to share this with you. And what you're looking at right now on the screen are the six lives that the Lord used early on in my life. While I was in college, I read these six biographies. Let me read them, the titles to you that you see there. The first one was George Mueller of Bristol. He read the Bible through 100 times and then realized that he was just reading it, and so he read it through a second 100 times on his knees. He's the one that truly challenged me to the repetitive reading of the Bible, looking for topics. So if you want to be challenged, this biography, George Mueller of Bristol, he's the orphan man. His faith, his prayer life is unbelievable. John C. Patton, challenged me with faith. This man went to an island with cannibals in the South Pacific. Vanuatu is the name of the island today. And they wouldn't even go ashore to drop him off. They put him in a boat with his wife and pushed the boat off from the ship and said, "You'll never survive." And he lived on that island and started a church leading those people to Christ. And the stories of how God protected him truly challenged my faith. And that really prompted me for the years I spent behind the Iron Curtain, smuggling Bibles and believing that God could protect me. Evangelism here, this is Hudson Taylor. And just to see Hudson Taylor's burden for sharing the gospel is why I've always packed a track in my wallet and share constantly. Shadow of the Almighty, this is Jim Elliot. He lived for eternity. He has that famous saying, "He is no fool who gives what he cannot keep to gain what he cannot lose." Just the life of Jim Elliot's amazing. William Carey. In fact, all of these, Bonnie and I have traveled either to their hometown or to their grave or to their ministry place. We've been to the orphan houses. Actually, the only thing you can do with John Payton is to fly over, and we flew over his island. We've gone to the place in China where Hudson Taylor, and also in Britain where he surrendered, and in China where he went. We've gone to the launching spot for Jim Elliot, and we went to William Carey's hometown and church where he surrendered to the call. What you learn from him is his tenacity. He had everything going against him. He was uneducated, so he educated himself. He had a struggle with his family, but he never quit, and he ended up memorizing and learning so many languages and translating the Bible. But my all-time favorite is right here. C.T. Studd. He showed me the sanctifying power of the gospel. And he's the one, and if you look up, I'll just tell you, this is the man who started his ministry in India, and he didn't think that was enough challenge. So after several years in India, he goes to China, and after several years in China, he wanted a bigger challenge. So they said, the worst place in the world is the heart of Africa. It's the white man's grave, and everyone that goes there dies, and there are cannibals, headhunters, witchcraft, horrible stuff. He said, that's where I want to go. And C.T. Studd went there and invested in 1910 and died there in 1931. So he was there 21 years. In his journal, he said he took his chief equipment that he took was a box of medicine so he could survive all of malaria and yellow fever and all the stuff they had there, and two Bibles wrapped in waterproof oil cloths, because he said, if we're going to reach the darkest spot on earth, we need the Bible. Now, do you remember, we're looking at the power of one life surrendered to Christ. Do you know what happened in 21 years? Here's the conclusion. In 1931, as C.T. Studd lay dying on his little bed, word got out in the jungle that the man who had brought the gospel to them was going to heaven. They didn't call it dying, they called it going to heaven. And so they sent runners throughout all the villages, and of his 21 years of converts, 5,000 of them gathered around his hut. And his children recount in their biography of his life that C.T. Studd went into the presence of the Lord to the sound of 5,000 former headhunting cannibal Heart of Africa darkness, witchcraft, murdering people singing hymns that he had taught them. Now look back at the slide. C.T. Studd, cricketer and pioneer, the sanctifying power of the gospel. There is no one too far gone that Christ can't transform. Bonnie and I went to his home. His father was one of the wealthiest men of his generation in England, and he lived in a castle. And we sat outside that huge home, and we read the scripture that the Lord used to call this man. So those six, George Mueller, C.T. Studd, William Carey, Jim Elliot, Hudson Taylor, and John G. Patton, are the books that shaped me in those early days of my life. And I commend them to you. If you look down in the description of this video on YouTube, you can see links to each one of them, of my favorites. And if you could come here to my library, you would see them all marked up and written on. And these, humanly speaking, are the six voices from the past that most shaped my college age seeking the Lord as I launched out into ministry.